Good evening and welcome to the Diamonds. I'm Jewel Gear, and thank you so much for joining us today for game four of this six-game series against the Lake Elsinore Storm. This is the first road trip of the season for the Visalia Rawhide. Rawhide fell by a score of 14-3 yesterday to the Lake Elsinore Storm. Rawhide looking to bounce back today. They are still tied for first in the Southern League division of the California League. Rawhide 4-2 this season. The Lake Elsinore Storm 2-4. Let's go through tonight's starting lineups presented by T-Mobile. Starting off with your Visalia Rawhide. Leading off in center field is number 23, Wildred Patino. Batting second at shortstop, number 11, Jordan Lawler. Batting third at third base, Davison De Los Santos. In the cleanest spot in left field, it's number 16, Jason Roberson. Batting fifth in right field, number 12, Junior Franco. Batting sixth at first base, number 34, Oscar Santos. Batting seventh behind the plate, number 6, J.J. DeRossio. Batting eighth, the designated hitter, number 1, G.J. Hill. And batting ninth at second base, number 8, Gene Walters. Starting pitcher today for the Rawhide is Joe Elbies. Starting pitcher this evening for the Lake Elsinore Storm is right-handed pitcher Garrett Hawkins. He's getting ready to face Wildred Patino now. Here's the defense for the Storm. Catching for Hawkins is Gilberto Vizcarra. 7:05 local time, getting ready for first pitch here. Hawkins, the first pitch, swung on, deep fly ball, right fielder Acosta goes back, looking at the wall, makes the catch on the warning track in front of the tall right field wall. So one away. First pitch right at 7:05. And now Jordan Lawler will bat from the right. Wildred Patino yesterday swung at the first pitch. Lawler had the night off yesterday. Pitch to him. Missing a high and in, ball one. At third base today for the Storm, it's Lucas Dunn. Shortstop, Jackson Merrill. Second base, Max Ferguson. And at first, Carlos Luis. In left field, Pierce Jones. Center field, Justin Farmer. And in right, Matthew Acosta. The pitch to Lawler, swung on and missed. Strike one. Lawler, this season, batting 500. He's 12-24 with four runs batted in. The pitch, missing low in the dirt. Ball two. So both the starters this evening, Elbies and Hawkins for the Storm, they're in their second start this season. Both of them open on opening night. The pitch, called strike on the outside corner. Calling balls and strikes behind home plate is Cass Cousins. On the bases is Trevor Patience. Infield shading just slightly to the right, as is the outfield, though the left fielder, Jones, playing very deep against Lawler. The pitch swung on, fouled out of play to our right. No sunshine on the field here at Lake Elsinore. Here's the 2-2. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Lawler goes down swinging for the second out of the inning. Two away, nobody on, and Davison De Los Santos will bat from the right side. Just a little bit warmer here today. At least that's how it has felt so far. There is a slight breeze still, but 67 degrees at first pitch. The pitch. Missing outside, ball one. Right on right matchup. Hawkins sets. Kicks, the pitch is swung on. A high fly ball to center field, but Farmer is underneath it. And it's a 1-2-3 inning for Hawkins and the Storm. We're scoreless heading into the bottom half of the first, and you're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
This just in, some of the gasoline brands you think of as being premium are Well, not nearly as premium as you may have thought. Because while Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota, some of our big-name competitors still don't qualify. So stop by Chevron, where the gasoline is top-tier and premium isn't just another way of saying close but not quite Techron. Chevron.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, in the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
A Toyota hybrid is a hybrid of gas and electric power, but it's also so much more than that. And with the most hybrid models of any other brand, there's one for everyone. Get amazing plug-free MPG with Toyota's industry-leading 11 hybrids to choose from. Save more at the pump all year long in your new fuel-efficient Toyota. Which just goes to show, Toyotas are the perfect hybrid of everything you want and everything you need. New fuel-efficient Toyotas are arriving daily. Toyota, let's go places.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Joe Elbies on the mound for the Rawhide. First pitch to Jackson Merrill is fouled off, out of play. Elbies, opening night starter for the Rawhide. Just a week ago through four scoreless innings. Merrill is batting from the left against him. Here's the 0-1. Missing out, ball one. We're scoreless in the bottom half of the first inning. Due up after Merrill is Justin Farmer, followed by Max Ferguson. And in the cleanup spot is Lucas Dunn. Batting fifth, Matthew Acosta. Sixth, Pierce Jones. Seventh, Carlos Luis. Pitch is swung on and fouled down the left field side. Batting eighth, Gilberto Vizcarra. And batting ninth is Marcus Castagnon. Elvis, just 19 years old, 6'1", 150 pounds. Think he's gained a little bit of weight since he was signed in 2019. The 1-2 swung on a hard ground ball to the first baseman Santos. It hits off of his glove, and Merrill is safe at first base. Should be an error. And they're going to be a hit, actually. They're ruling it a hit. I heard the official scorer say tough hop. Justin Farmer now batting from the right side. Nobody out. Runner on first. Santos backed up on the ball instead of coming forward to it, so ends up taking a bad hop on him. 1-0 count. The pitch. Swung on line towards left field. The left fielder coming in. Roberson. But it lands in front of him, so back-to-back base hits. Given up by Elbies. Catching for Elbies is J.J. DeRossio. At third base, Davison De Los Santos. Shortstop, Jordan Lawler. Second base, Gene Walters. And at first, Oscar Santos. In left field, Jason Roberson. Center field, Wildered Patino. And in right, Junior Franco. Runners on first and second, nobody out. And Max Ferguson now batting from the left. The pitch. Squares to Blunt, pulls back at the ball. One oh count. Corners in. The pitch squares to Blunt, gets it down to the third base side. They're going to let it roll. Fair ball. and just a miscommunication. So the third baseman, De Los Santos, even though he was in on the infield, Grass did not come forward to pick up the bunt. So Elbies decided he needed to go pick it up. But at that point, everyone was going to be safe. And it looked like it might be rolling foul, but instead, Elbies picks it up right before it could have gone foul. And now it's bases full. Nobody out. Back-to-back hits. Rather, three consecutive hits. Bases full, nobody out, and Lucas Dunn batting from the right side. So now it's a 1-0 count. There was a pitch clock violation called on Elbies. It's the first time I've seen that happen to him, not only this year, but in his career with the Rawhide. The pitch. Missing outside. Now ball two. The Rawhide are 0-2 when the opponents score first. Every single win has been when they score first. And every loss when the opponents do. The pitch swung on. Ground ball to the third base side. A fair ball. Merrill will score. Farmer is going to score easily. Ferguson being waved around third. It's still caught in the bullpen. It's going to be a triple for Lucas Dunn. A bases loaded triple to make it a 3-0 ball game in the bottom half of the first. Looked like it must have gotten stuck in the bullpen down the left field side because Jason Roberson took a long time to get to it, and by the time I saw him throwing, he was well in the bullpen. And now Gabby Hernandez is going to have a conversation on the mound with the entire infield. A rough start for Joe Elbies. The Sean Team, a full-service real estate team proudly serving the Central Valley and Central Coast with heart. The Sean Team, where community matters. Meeting on the mound is now over. So this is the first time that Elbies has allowed a run to score in a game. In his opening night appearance, he threw four scoreless innings, struck out eight, and only walked two while giving up two hits. And now it's already a 3-0 ball game off of four hits. And it's only the bottom half of the first inning. Nobody out. The pitch. Missing low and inside to Matthew Acosta. One oh. Missing high. Ball two. The runner on third is done. Acosta batting 292 this season. The pitch. Missing high and outside. Ball three. Here's a 3-0. Swung on and foul tipped. Count is now 3-1. Infield shading up the middle. The 3-1. Missing outside. Ball four. Still nobody out and runners on the corners for Pierce Jones. Runner on third, Lucas Dunn on first, Matthew Acosta. The Storm lead 3-0. Wind blowing from right to left. The first pitch, a cold strike on the inside corner to Jones. Joe Throws a fastball, changeup, slider, and curveball. Primarily throws fastballs. The pitch. Breaking ball missing in. Ball one. On opening night against the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes, he was not a part of the decision after throwing four scoreless innings. Again, eight strikeouts, two hits, two walks. The Rawhide won 8-4 that night. The pitch swung on but fouled down the third base side. I do see the bullpen catcher for the evening, Shane Munn, starting to trot down to the bullpen. The 1-2 swung on, foul down the third base side. LB's originally from Caracas, Venezuela. He was signed as an international free agent on July 12th of 2019. A 1-2 swung on and missed strike three. Jones strikes out for the first out of the inning. That strikeout brought to you by Visalia Kia, the Visalia Used Car Supercenter. Many priced under $20,000 and $500 down is all you need. One away, runners on the corners. And Carlos Luis will now bat from the left side. He's really crowding the plate this evening. The pitch. Missing high and outside. Ball one. One away. I don't remember seeing Luis crowd the plate as much as he is here. I don't remember seeing that in the three previous games here. The pitch. Called strike at the knees. Count is 1-1. I mean, his toes are right on the chalk line towards home plate. When he steps, his front foot actually kind of bails out a little bit. Opens up towards first base. Junior Miestis warming in the pen for the Rawhide. That pitch missing outside. The throw down to second base, not caught by Gene Walters. I didn't even see that the runner on first, Acosta, was off. It looked like a slow reaction from D'Orazio, and again, it looked like a late break from Acosta, but the throw to Walters was good, but Walters couldn't hold on to it. Infield in now. The pitch swung on, fouled out of play down the third base side. So 2-2 count. The runner on third is done. On second, Acosta. Infield pulled in. Everyone even with the base path. The 2-2 swung on, fouled out of play. Last year was LBC's first season, first professional season. He started off in the Arizona Complex League. The 2-2. Missing outside, ball three. He went 3-2 in the Complex League with a 3.40 ERA and 9 appearances, 7 starts. Through just under 40 innings of work, 39 and two-thirds to be exact. Walked 4 while striking out 46. The pitch. Swung on, a ground ball to the shortstop, Lawler. He picks it up, drops it. Is going to throw to first base in time for the second out of the inning. But Dunn does score. Acosta stays at second. And it's a 4-0 ball game in the bottom half of the first. Yesterday, the Storm only scored 1 in the first inning. Ended up scoring 14 total in the game, though. Gilberto Vizcarra batting from the right. Runner on second, Acosta. Two away in the bottom half of the first, and Elvis steps off. The pitch swung on, fouled into the netting. Count is 0-1. Mascara had the night off yesterday. Actually, last two nights off. In game one, he went 0 for 3 with a walk. LV sets. 0-1. Missing high and in. Count is even. One count, the pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. Count is 1-2. Elvis joined the Rawhide on September 1st last year. It was 0-1 with a 3.86 ERA. The pitch is swung on and fouled off. Count is 1-2. He had three starts for the Rawhides through 14 innings of work. Walked three while striking out 13. And then his first appearance for the Rawhide this year back on April 8th, just a week ago. Four scoreless innings. He was great that evening. Almost had an immaculate inning in the first inning of the game. The pitch is swung on, fouled off down the first base side. Santos giving chase, but it lands in the bullpen. Again, Elbies was just one pitch away from an immaculate inning, but then Cartaya fouled it off to extend that inning. One-two count. Here's the pitch. Swung on, line to the left field line, but a foul ball. About a foot or two foul. The 1-2. Swung on, fouled again down the third base side. Still a runner on second, two away, a 1-2 count. The pitch. Missing high, count is 2-2. Long at bat by Vizcarra. Eight pitches so far to the catcher. 2-2 count. The ninth. Missing outside, the runner goes a throw to third. De Los Santos wasn't there at third base. And Rawhide lucky it didn't go into left field. Again, De Los Santos didn't break for third. D'Orazio, the catcher, didn't know that he didn't. He just threw it down there. And lucky that De Los Santos was positioned to be able to stop the ball. Full count, two down, runner on third. The pitch swung on and lined foul down the left field side. Infield shifting to the left. The payoff pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Vizcarra goes down swinging to end the inning, but the Storm lead 4-0 going into the second. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Imagine, you're at the ballpark. The sun is out. You can smell fresh-cut grass. The Rawhide are winning, and you just scored 2-for-1 tacos and Coors Light tall cans at the nearby concession stand. No, you're not dreaming. This is a reality at every Rawhide Tuesday home game. 2-for-1 tacos and tall cans at the Barrel House Bar in right field and the Taco Truck in left field. Brought to you by Coors Light.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Here at Valley Strong Credit Union, we understand that life doesn't wait for your paycheck, and we think you shouldn't have to either. Valley Strong offers its members early direct deposit, where you can have access to your money up to 2 days early. Hey, 2 days can make a huge difference when you have bills to pay, groceries to buy, and birthdays to celebrate.
Jason Roberson leads it off for the Rawhide. The Storm lead 4-0. It's an 0-1 count. The pitch from Hawkins, missing in, ball one. Roberson in left field today. Hawkins had a 1-2-3 inning in the first. He induced two fly balls to center and struck out Lawler swinging the pitch. Called strike at the knees. Roberson batting .235 this season through 17 at-bats. The 1-2. Cold strike, 3 on the outside corner. Roberson goes down looking for the first out. One down. Nobody on for Junior Franco. Infield shading to the right. Franco in right field today for the Hyde. The pitch. A breaking ball in there for a strike. Hawkins in his first appearance for the Storm this season. Through 4 scoreless innings, gave up 3 hits. Didn't walk anyone, and he struck out 6. Held opponents to a .200 batting average. The pitch misses outside ball 1. One count. The pitch. Missing low. Ball 2. Hawkins working quickly. Here's the pitch. Missing low. Ball 3. Outfield shifting to the right against Franco. The pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike 2. Count is now full. Franco yesterday had an RBI double back in the 7th. Yesterday, the Rawhide bats just did not come alive until the 7th inning. Here's the pitch. Swung on, fouled into the netting. Count remains full. Waiting on the 3-2. Here it is. Swung on and missed. Strike 3. Back-to-back strikeouts for Hawkins. Franco goes down swinging for the second out. Brings up Oscar Santos batting from the left side. He's the first baseman today. Two down. Here's the pitch. It's a called strike. Here's the 0-1. Swung on and missed strike 2. one strike away from striking out the side is Hawkins. Hawkins, 6'5", 230 pounds. The pitch. Missing low and in, ball one. He was drafted last year in the ninth round. To the pitch, missing high, ball two. Two-two count, two down. The pitch. Cold strike three on the inside corner, and Santos knew it. Hawkins strikes out the side. It's another 1-2-3 inning for the Storm. The Storm lead 4-0. Heading into the bottom half of the second, you're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Here at Valley Strong Credit Union, we understand that life doesn't wait for your paycheck, and we think you shouldn't have to either. Valley Strong offers its members early direct deposit, where you can have access to your money up to 2 days early. Hey, 2 days can make a huge difference when you have bills to pay, groceries to buy, and birthdays to celebrate. It's finally time to get your payday on your schedule. Learn more about early direct deposit at valleystrong.com and start getting paid early. Valley Strong, grow your possibilities.
Toyota's Make It Yours sales event is on now, with new Toyotas arriving daily.
One, two, three, take my hand and come with me, because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine.
Get low 2.99% APR financing on 2022 Camry and Camry Hybrid, or 500 cash back when you finance with Toyota on the all-new Corolla Cross. It's time to make a fuel-efficient Toyota yours. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS Buyers with premium-rated credit. Offers end 5/2/22.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron. It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline, or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better.
First pitch from Elbis to Castagnon. Missed inside, ball one. 1-0 count. Here's the pitch. Swung on, a hard ground ball. Lawler ranging, falls to the ground, and he can't make that play. The Rawhide defense just not on right now. It's going to be an error on Lawler. A little surprised that that one was an error, but the one at first was a hit. So the one hit to Lawler, an error, but the one in the first inning to the first baseman considered a hit. Or ruled a hit, I should say, officially. Here's the pitch. Merrill squares to bunt but pulls back. Lawler definitely had the ball in his glove. He just fell. I don't know if the dirt was a little softer than he expected, just lost his footing. I saw him messing with his cleats a little bit in the last inning, as that pitch is a called strike. He was kind of scraping his cleats on the outfield grass. Looked like he was either trying to get mud off them or something like that. Waiting on the 1-1. Here's the pitch. Swung on, a ground ball up the middle. Walters picks it up, tags second, throws to first in time. A huge double play for the Rawhide that erases the error. Rawhide worked on double plays today before batting practice. Two down, nobody on now for Justin Farmer. He singled into left field in his first at bat. The Storm do lead 4-0. Here's the pitch. A curve ball in there for a strike. Well, we are officially 1 week into the 2022 season. Rawhide are 4-2. Oh, currently trailing the Storm by four. The pitch swung on and the bat goes flying. Almost hits the bat boy. My gosh. And he's going to head into the dugout. Go take some cover. That could have been really bad. I'm a little surprised he's not wearing a helmet. I think he's okay. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Farmer goes down swinging for the final out of the second. Much better inning for LBC and the Rawhide, but the Storm still lead by four. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Imagine, you're at the ballpark. The sun is out. You can smell fresh-cut grass. The Rawhide are winning, and you just scored 2-for-1 tacos and Coors Light tall cans at the nearby concession stand. No, you're not dreaming. This is a reality at every Rawhide Tuesday home game. 2-for-1 tacos and tall cans at the Barrel House Bar in right field and the taco truck in left field. Brought to you by Coors Light.
This just in, some of the gasoline brands you think of as being premium are, well, not nearly as premium as you may have thought. Because while Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota, some of our big-name competitors still don't qualify. So stop by Chevron, where the gasoline is top-tier and premium isn't just another way of saying close but not quite Techron. Chevron. It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
Here at Valley Strong Credit Union, we understand that life doesn't wait for your paycheck, and we think you shouldn't have to either. Valley Strong offers its members early direct deposit, where you can have access to your money up to 2 days early. Hey, 2 days can make a huge difference when you have bills to pay, groceries to buy, and birthdays to celebrate.
G.J. Hill takes the ball one outside. It is the top half of the third inning. The Storm lead 4-0. Pitch misses in, ball two. Looks like there was a lineup change. Here's the pitch. It's swung on and missed. Strike one. Think there was just a change since the lineup was sent to me this morning. So it is Hill, then D'Orazio. The pitch missing low. And Gene Walters should be up after D'Orazio. The 3-1 to Hill. Swung on and missed strike two. Hill is the designated hitter today, so... And Hill now batting in the seventh spot. And D'Orazio in the eighth. The pitch is fouled off into the netting. Full count. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed strike three. That is now four consecutive strikeouts by Garrett Hawkins. And J.J. D'Orazio will bat from the right side. One away, nobody on. the pitch. Missing outside. Ball one. I don't know if you can hear that spinning thing. It sounds like with the Wheel of Fortune. Like we're watching Wheel of Fortune. I have no idea what it is. Apparently there's a spinning device down there. The pitch is swung on and missed. Strike one. One count, one away. Here's the pitch. Swung on, slow ground ball to the second baseman, Ferguson. He picks it up and throws to first in time. And now Gene Walters will come to the plate batting from the left side. Hawkins has yet to give up a hit or allow a base runner today. Infield shading to the right. Here's the pitch. Swung on, fouled to our left, out of play. Waiting on the 0-1. Here it is. Misses outside, ball one. At first I thought that spinning noise was the storm PA system trying to make some kind of noise. Here's the 1-1. It's fouled off into the netting. Thought it was something to do with like launching a cannon or a catapult, trying to be funny on the PA system. Nope, it's a fan trying to do something. Pretty sure it's only happening when the Rawhide batters are up. Here's the 1-2. Tries to check his swing, but he does go around on a high inside pitch. That is the sixth strikeout of the evening for Hawkins. He has been perfect through three. Heading into the bottom half of the third, the Storm lead by four. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron. When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000 pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
A Toyota hybrid is a hybrid of gas and electric power, but it's also so much more than that. And with the most hybrid models of any other brand, there's one for everyone. Get amazing plug-free MPG with Toyota's industry-leading 11 hybrids to choose from. Save more at the pump all year long in your new fuel-efficient Toyota, which just goes to show, Toyotas are the perfect hybrid of everything you want and everything you need. New fuel-efficient Toyotas are arriving daily. Toyota, let's go places.
The first pitch to Max Ferguson, a slow ground ball through the right side. He's able to make it safely. And Jorge Cortez is going to come have a conversation to see what happened on that play. We came back a little bit late. I do apologize. Cortez, I think, might be going to the bullpen. Miestas has been throwing. Ferguson standing on first base. This is going to be a call to the bullpen, brought to you by Rescom Pest Control. Rescom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to Rescom and bye-bye, bugs. When we come back, it'll be Junior Miestis on the mound for the Rawhide. The Storm leading by 4.
This just in, some of the gasoline brands you think of as being premium are, well, not nearly as premium as you may have thought. Because while Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota, some of our big-name competitors still don't qualify. So stop by Chevron, where the gasoline is top-tier and premium isn't just another way of saying close but not quite Techron. Chevron. When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Imagine, you're at the ballpark, the sun is out, you can smell fresh cut grass, the Rawhide are winning, and you just scored 2-for-1 tacos and Coors Light tall cans at the nearby concession stand.
Junior Miestis on the mound for the Rawhide. He inherits a runner on first and nobody out in the bottom half of the third inning. So 1-0 count. Lucas Dunn at the plate. The pitch, missing high and in, ball 2. Well, good news is that Wheel of Fortune spinning thing happens while both teams are batting. At least it's unbiased. Here's the pitch. Swung on, found out a play down the right field side. So that hit that Ferguson had from to be at first base is a slow ground ball at the middle. Walters did make a play on it, but Ferguson called safe at first. The 2-1 called strike on the inside corner. Count is now even 2-2. So Miestis in relief for Elvis. It's a 4-0 ball game with the Storm leading. Miestis sets the pitch. Swung on, fouled out of play to our right. Waiting on the 2-2. Here it is. Runner goes. Pitch misses outside. The throw to second. In time. Not in time. He's safe. Ferguson with a stolen base. Good throw from Duracio, just not in time. Dunn tripled in his first at bat. That was in the 4-run inning for the Storm. The pitch swung on, popped up out of play. And it'll be a 3-2 again with the runner on second. Infield shading to the left against Dunn. Outfield to the right. The pitch. Missing high, ball 4. Dunn draws a walk. Makes it runners on first and a second. Nobody out. And Matthew Acosta coming to the plate. Acosta walks in his first at bat today. Miesa spent the entire 2021 season with the Rawhide last year. Was either a starter or in a piggyback situation. This year he's been working out of the bullpen. Has the ability to throw as many pitches as a starter. So we'll see how long he can go this evening. Miesis threw two innings out of the bullpen in his last appearance. Gave up one run, but it was not earned. Gave up one hit. Didn't walk anyone, and he struck out four. The pitch, he squares to bunt, gets it down the third base side. De Los Santos picks it up, the throw to first. In time, he's out. A sacrifice, a bunt for Acosta. Runners advance. Ferguson at third, Dunn at second. Two runners in scoring position for Pierce Jones. Infield in. It's an 0-1 count to Pierce Jones. He struck out in his first at-bat. The pitch. Just missing low. Ball one. Infield either even with the base path or just a step in front of it. Outfield also slightly shallow. The 1-1. Missing high, ball two. Miesis is a fastball, slider, sinker, and changeup. The pitch. Missing outside, ball three, 3-1 count. Here's the 3-1. Swung on, foul tipped into the glove of D'Orazio. Count is now full. Storm threatening with two runners in scoring position. Bottom half of the third, they already lead by four. Storm have five hits this evening. The pitch. Missing a low and outside ball for Jones. Draws a one-out walk to make it bases full. One away. This is the second time this evening that the Storm have had the bases loaded. Meanwhile, the Rawhide haven't had a base runner. On third, Max Ferguson. Second, Lucas Dunn. And on first, Pierce Jones. One away for Carlos Luis. He grounds out to the shortstop Lawler in his first at bat, but it did drive in a run. The pitch, a called strike on the outside corner. 0-1 count. The pitch. Swung on, slow ground ball to the first baseman. Miesis picks it up. He's going to tag Luis for the second out of the inning. But Ferguson scores to make it a 5-0 ball game. Dunn advances to third, Jones to second. Both Santos and Miesis came to field the ball. Miesis picks it up first. There was no one covering first base. He's lucky that he was able to tag out Luis. He just kind of met Luis right in the middle of the base path and tagged him. Two down. Two runners in scoring position still for Gilberto Vescari. Takes strike one in the outside corner. He did strike out swinging in his first at bat. 0-1 count. The pitch. Missing low and outside. Gets by D'Orazio and a run will score. It'll be a wild pitch on Miesis. Dunn scores. Jones goes to third and it's a 6-0 ball game. One count. Right on right matchup. The pitch swung on, slow ground ball in front of home plate. DeRossio picks it up, squares to first. The throw in plenty of time to end the inning. But the Storm get another two runs. It's a 6-0 ball game going into the fourth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Imagine, you're at the ballpark. The sun is out. You can smell fresh cut grass. The Rawhide are winning, and you just scored 2-for-1 tacos and Coors Light tall cans at the nearby concession stand. No, you're not dreaming. This is a reality at every Rawhide Tuesday home game. 2-for-1 tacos and tall cans at the Barrel House Bar in right field and the taco truck in left field. Brought to you by Coors Light.
Toyota's Make It Yours sales event is on now with new Toyotas arriving daily.
So 1, 2, 3, tap my hand and come with me because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine.
Get low 2.99% APR financing on 2022 Camry and Camry Hybrid or $500 cash back when you finance with Toyota on the all-new Corolla Cross. It's time to make a fuel-efficient Toyota yours. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS Suppliers with premium-rated credit. Offers end 5/22.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000 pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top quality gasoline, we've got you covered.
Wildered Patino leads it off for the Rawhide. Hawkins back on the mound. The pitch is fouled off into the netting. Hawkins has been perfect through three with 6 strikeouts. One count. The pitch swung on and missed strike two. The 1-2 to Patino, fouled off into the netting. Count remains 1-2. One-two count. The pitch, fouled off, will do it again. So we figured out the spinning. It's a spin-to-win thing on the concourse. Here's the 1-2. Fouled off and just below our booth to the right. Makes sense that it was something like that. It did sound like a spin-to-win, but it's really loud. The 1-2. Swung on, slow ground ball to the third baseman. Dunn coming in, picks it up. No, he doesn't. Can't get to it and gets by him. But Patino standing on first base. That is a hit. The first hit of the day for the Rawhide does not get past the infield grass, but the first hit brought to you by Rosa Brothers Milk Company. Since 2012, Rosa Brothers Milk Company has used its third generation farm fresh milk to create glass bottled milk, coffee creamers, and super premium ice cream. Look for Roaster Brothers products at your local grocer or check roasterbrothers.com's where to buy page to find a store near you. With Roaster Brothers Milk Company, every sip is special. Jordan Lawler batting from the right side. He takes strike one on the outside corner. Runner on first is Patino. The Storm lead 6-0. Oh, one count, the pitch. Just missing in. Here's the 1-1. Swung on and missed, but gets by the catcher, so Patino is going to head for second. So it is strike two, but Patino now standing on second base. It is going to be a pass the ball on the catcher Vizquera. That's how Patino now standing on second. First time that the Rawhide have a runner in scoring position this inning. Forget about that. First time they have a base runner this game. The 1-2 swung on, fouled over our head. Infield shading to the right. The pitch. Missing low in the dirt. Gets it by the catcher again. And Patino now standing on third base. Should be a wild pitch on Vizquera. I mean, not on Vizquera. On the pitcher, Hawkins. And it is officially ruled a wild pitch. So infield single pass ball, wild pitch. Patino now on third base, nobody out. And a 2-2 count. The pitch. Swung on and fouled into a sweet. This is getting way too close for comfort. Sometimes I really don't like this ballpark. There's Wheel of Fortune being played here. Balls being hit into sweets. It's too loud. The ball's getting too close. The Rawhide are losing by 6. Just not a good day. I'm a washed up athlete for a reason. 2-2 count. The pitch swung on. Line towards left center field. Left fielder Jones giving chase. He's underneath it. Makes the catch for the first out of the inning. But Patino is going to score easily. And the Rawhide are on the board. It's a 6-1 ball game in the top half of the fourth. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. At the plate, Davis and De Los Santos, one away, nobody on. Rawhide trailing by 5. Here's the pitch. Called strike, count is now 0-2. De Los Santos flew out to center in his first at-bat. Here's the 0-2. Lined into right field. Right fielder Acosta coming in. Makes a diving play to rob De Los Santos from a hit. Jason Roberson will now bat from the left side with 2 away. And nobody on with the Rawhide trailing by 5 in the fourth inning. The pitch, missing inside, ball 1. Here's the pitch, missing outside, ball 2. Pitch to Roberson. Fouled off into the netting. Count is 2-1. Roberson struck out looking in his first at bat against Hawkins. The pitch. Swung on and missed strike 2. Count is now 2-2. the pitch. Missing outside, ball three. Count is now full. Everyone started taking a step towards the dugout, thinking of strike three. But instead, it's a full count, two away, and nobody on. The pitch. Swung on, fouled out of play down the left field side. The pitch. Swung on and missed, strike three. Roberson goes down swinging for the final out of the fourth inning. But the Rawhide do get on the board. It's a 6-1 ball game going into the bottom half of the fourth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-3-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
A Toyota hybrid is a hybrid of gas and electric power, but it's also so much more than that. And with the most hybrid models of any other brand, there's one for everyone. Get amazing plug-free MPG with Toyota's industry-leading 11 hybrids to choose from. Save more at the pump all year long in your new fuel-efficient Toyota, which just goes to show, Toyotas are the perfect hybrid of everything you want and everything you need. New fuel-efficient Toyotas are arriving daily.
Marcus Castagnon leading off in the bottom half of the fourth inning. The Rawhide trail the Storm 6-1. The pitch from Miesis misses high, ball two. Miesis is the second pitcher of the evening for the Rawhide. He came in relief for Joe Elvis. That was in the last inning. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed, strike one. By the way, despite the pass ball that happened in the fourth inning, they're going to say that the run is actually earned to Hawkins, because they're saying that they would have assumed that he would have tagged up on the sacrifice fly. The pitch called strike to then go to second to third, and then they're saying he would have scored on the line out to right field, because if you remember, it was a pass ball wild pitch. So take away the pass ball, would have been on second, a wild pitch. Assume that he would have tagged up. Pitch here, swung on, deep fly ball to left center field. Laying out is Patino, he can't get to it. Franco picking it up, getting in quickly to hold Castagnon to a double, but Patino gave an amazing effort in left center field, just couldn't get the ball in his glove. It looked like he timed it up perfectly, just missed it barely. Runner in scoring position for the Storm already. Here's the pitch. called strike on the inside corner to Jackson Merrill. I want to go through the fourth inning one more time for you. So take away the pass ball. It would have been a wild pitch, and then Patino on second. That sacrifice flyout that ended up scoring Patino. They're saying they assumed that he would have tagged from second and gone to third. I mean, Patino's fast, but you can't exactly assume that. And then the line out to right field would have been how he scored, assuming that the pass ball did not happen, and that's how you determine if it's an earned run or unearned run. Again, they are calling it earned instead of unearned. Obviously, I don't fully agree with that call. The pitch missing outside ball one. Count is now 1-2. But whatever the official score says goes. That's how it works now in the minor leagues. There used to be able to be kind of, I don't know if I'm going to call it challenges, but there used to be conversations at least between managers or other people in the boxes, the press box, to make sure we get the call right. The pitch is fouled off into the concourse down the third base side. And now it's kind of whatever the official scorer says goes. If they want to ask for help, they can, but most scorers do not. Honestly, the scores in the Rawhide at Valley Strong Ballpark, really the only ones who do ask for help. The pitch swung on, a hard ground ball to the first baseman Santos. He picks it up, underhand tosses it to Miesis for the first out of the inning. Castagnon does advance to third. And, I mean, this is kind of the second time that I've rambled on a bit about official scoring and whatnot, and because it, quite honestly, directly affects the broadcasters, because we'll get asked for, I guess, help from the managers, the coaches, asking what did the official scorer see there, because they want to go to bat for their players to get the right calls. Here's the pitch. Cold strike on the inside corner to Justin Farmer with a runner on third and one out. And again, it just creates issues sometimes if people don't want to have open conversations about it instead of just making someone their opinion, the only opinion possible. Pitch is a called strike on the outside corner. Count is 0-2. And last thing I'll say on this topic, because again, I'll just go on a rant on my soapbox here, is we all just want to get the right call. So let's have a conversation about it to make sure we get the call right. The pitch swung on, a two-hopper to Lawler. He misses it, goes right to De Los Santos. Farmer is safe at first base. Castagnon stayed at third because the ball left Lawler's glove and went towards the third baseman, De Los Santos. Castagnon stayed there. It is going to be an error on Lawler. That's his second error of the day. And another just kind of wacky hop. And Lawler, what he's been doing with his feet there, it looks like he's kind of timing it, like he's trying to scoop it, like how an outfielder does on a do or die, instead of just squaring it up and making sure he gets the out. And I get that he wants to quickly throw to first base, but I mean, 90 feet away, you got time. The pitch is a called strike on the outside corner. Count is 0-1. I think that's the fourth error on Lawler this season, maybe fifth, but second in this game. Here's the 0-1. Swung on and fouled off his front foot. Let's go, Storm! It's an 0-2 count, one down, runners on the corners. At third, Castagnon, on first, Farmer. At the plate is now Max Ferguson. It's a 6-1 ball game. The Storm lead in the bottom half of the fourth. We're about an hour and 13 minutes into this ball game. Pitch from Miesis, missing outside, ball one. Ferguson today is 2-for-2 with a bunt single and an infield single. Here's the pitch, missing outside, ball two. Looks like Lister Sosa warming in the pen for the Rawhide. Or actually, Brian Castillo, maybe. And slight delay as there was, I think, dirt in the eye of Cass Cousins. Two, two count. The pitch fouled off into the netting. Well, official scoring line on the pitching line on Albies. Five earned runs off of five hits, walked one, struck out three batters in two innings. The pitch lined into right field, a base hit. Castagnon scores. Farmer heading for third. The throw from Franco to second hits the runner. Walter is able to chase it down to make sure that Castagnon doesn't score. The throw from the right fielder Franco hit the runner, Ferguson. And then rolled out of the way, so Walter's had to go pick it up. It is Farmer now standing on third and Ferguson on second with the double. Lucas Dunn will now bat from the right side. And as I say that, Jorge Cortez coming out to relieve Mieses. Looking down there, it might be Peniel Otano, actually. I think it's Peniel Otano. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs.
Make it your sales event is on now with new Toyotas arriving daily.
One, two, three, take my hand and come with me because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine.
Get low 2.99% APR financing on 2022 Camry and Camry Hybrid or 500 cash back when you finance with Toyota on the all-new Corolla Cross. It's time to make a fuel-efficient Toyota yours. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS suppliers with premium-rated credit offers end 5/2/22.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Imagine, you're at the ballpark. The sun is out. You can smell fresh-cut grass. The Rawhide are winning, and you just scored 2-for-1 tacos and Coors Light tall cans at the nearby concession stand. No, you're not dreaming. This is a reality at every Rawhide Tuesday home game. 2-for-1 tacos and tall cans at the Barrel House Bar in right field and the taco truck in left field. Brought to you by Coors Light.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-3-APP to apply for yours.
Brian Castillo making his second appearance of the season. The first pitch swung on, aligned into left field. It is a 2-run single for Dunn. It makes it a 9-1 ball game. Now Matthew Acosta will bat from the left side. So Brian Castillo in for Mieses immediately on the first pitch, gives up a 2-run single. Here's the pitch. Swung on and foul tipped. Count is 0-1. So three runs have scored so far this inning, making a 9-1 ball game in the bottom half of the fourth. Here's the pitch. swung on and missed, strike two. O2 count. The 0-2. Missing outside, ball one. Acosta has walked and had a sacrifice bunt so far today. Castillo, a very tall right-handed pitcher. Here's the pitch. Swung on, deep fly ball down the right field side, but it's out of play. One, two count, runner on first. Castillo, the third pitcher of the evening for the Rawhide. Meanwhile, Garrett Hawkins, a starter for the Storm, has been great so far, just giving up one run. The pitch fouled off, count is 2-2. And Trevor Patience having a conversation with Castillo on the mound. That's the second time I've seen him do that with someone. He also did that with Miesis. Something about telling him about what he can and can't do, and I think it had to do with licking his fingers while he's on the rubber. The pitch missing high and outside, ball three. I guess that's the new version of sticky stuff, your saliva. Or maybe the oldest version of sticky stuff, if you want to get technical. Probably the first thing people started using to try to help their grip on the ball. The 3-2 missing low and inside, ball four. So Acosta walks for the second time this evening. Runners on first and second, one down. The Storm lead 9-1. Give you the final pitching line on Miesis now that both runners have scored. Give up four earned runs off of two hits, walked two in an inning and a third. The pitch missing outside, the ball gets by Durasio. I think that was a wild, this is a wild pitch on Castillo. Runners on second and third. One down, a 1-0 count to Pierce Jones, who has struck out and walked today. Runner on third. Dunn on second. Acosta, the pitch swung on, a hard ground ball threw into center field. One run will score. Acosta holds at third, and Jones has his first hit of the day. It does drive in a run. That's 10 runs for the Storm now. Runners on the corners, one down. Castillo in his third appearance this season for the Rawhide. He has a 6.0 ERA. So in three innings, given up four runs, two of them earned off of two hits, walked four, and has struck out three. Opponents only batting 182 against him entering today's game. Runners in the corners, one away, and Carlos Luis batting from the left side. The pitch from Castillo. It's a 1-0 count. Castillo sets. Here's the pitch. Missing low. Ball two. Outfield shading to the right. Infield shading up the middle. Castillo sets. Waiting on the 2-0. Here it is. swung on, deep fly ball to center field. Patino giving chase. He's at the wall, reaches up, can't get to it. It one hops the wall. Patino picks it up. Only one run will score off of that because the runner on first, Jones, had to wait to see if Patino was going to catch it. He did not. It is an RBI double for Luis, 11-1 in the bottom half of the fourth inning. The runner on third now is Jones, standing on second, Luis. And Gilberto Vizcarra is going to come to the plate. But first, Gabby Hernandez, the pitching coach for the Rawhide, is going to have a conversation on the mound. This Rawhide mound visit brought to you by the Sean team. The Sean team, a full-service real estate team, proudly serving the Central Valley and Central Coast with heart. The Sean team, where community matters. Meeting on the mound is now over. Two runners in scoring position. The Rawhide trail by 10. One away. Vizcarra is the ninth batter to come to the plate. That's called hitting around in an inning. Infield back, the pitch missing high and in. Ball one. One oh count. The right on right matchup, Castillo. Originally was in the Dodgers organization. The pitch swung on, a hard ground ball foul down the third base side. It's a 1-1 count. Infield shading slightly to the left. Castillo kicks the pitch. Missing high and in, ball two. Slight movement in the Rawhide pen. No one throwing to a catcher, just maybe slowly stretching, starting to throw a heavy ball. A weighted ball, that's the word, a weighted ball. Waiting on the 2-1, here it is. Swung on, high fly ball. Deep center field, Patino underneath it. Should be enough for Jones to score. Patino catches. He's going to throw to third to hold Luis at second base, but it's a 12-1 ball game now. Vizcarra is out, but that is a sacrifice fly out. Make it a 12-1 ball game. That was Jones who scored again. Luis stays at second base. And here's the 10th batter of the inning. Castagnon actually led off the inning with a double off of Junior Miesis to center field. That was a diving attempt by Patino. Just could not time it up perfectly to make that catch. Here's the pitch. Missing high, ball one. Two away, runner on second. The Rawhide trail by 11. 1-0 count. The pitch. Swung on, line towards left field. It'll find some grass for a base hit. Luis is going to score easily. Castagnon heading for second. He cruises in easily. His second double of the inning. The Storm have scored 13 runs in four innings. Yesterday it took eight innings to score 14. Already here, 13-4. Inning. Runner on second, Castagnon, and here's the top of the order, Jackson Merrill. He grounds it out to the first baseman and is at bat earlier this inning. He is 1-for-3 today. Here's the pitch, missing low and in, ball one. Merrill 1-for-3 today. He had the single to the first baseman Santos to start off the game. The pitch fouled off down the left field side. Though that ground ball to the first baseman Santos could have been ruled an error. I thought that was going to be an error. took a nasty hop on him. Here's the 1-1. Missing high and outside, ball two. Here's the pitch. Swung on, lined into left field. Another base hit. Roberson comes up, bobbles it, but he's going to hold the runner on third. Castagnon stays at third. Probably the safest decision. Also, you're leading by 12. Let's not send the runner on a base hit to left. Runners on the corners and Justin Farmer now batting from the right side. Two away, runners on the corners. The pitch. Swung on and missed, strike one. At the plate, Farmer, he is 1-for-3 today. Earlier this inning, he reached on the error by Lawler. Wind blowing from right to left still. The 0-1, called strike, count is 0-2. At third, Castagnon, first, Merrill. Still someone just throwing a weighted ball in the pen for the Rawhide. The pitch from Castillo swung on and fouled down the third base side. Count remains 0-2. Still the bottom half of the fourth inning. This is the 12th batter of the inning for the Storm. 0-2. Swung on and missed, strike three. The inning finally ends, but the Storm now lead by 12 going into the fifth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Here at Valley Strong Credit Union, we understand that life doesn't wait for your paycheck, and we think you shouldn't have to either. Valley Strong offers its members early direct deposit, where you can have access to your money up to 2 days early. Hey, 2 days can make a huge difference when you have bills to pay, groceries to buy, and birthdays to celebrate. It's finally time to get your payday on your schedule. Learn more about early direct deposit at valleystrong.com and start getting paid early. Valley Strong, grow your possibilities.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco and the produce section or snack aisle of your local.
Top half of the fifth inning, the Rawhide trail 13-1 in the top half of the fifth. At the plate is Junior Franco. Franco struck out his first at bat. Here's the pitch. Misses outside. Ball one. On the mound is Garrett Hawkins. This is his fifth inning of work. Waiting on the 1-1. The pitch. Swung on and foul tipped. Right on left matchup. The pitch. Missing outside. Count is 2-2. infield, shading to the right. The pitch. Missing outside. Count is full. Just over an hour and a half into this ball game, top half of the fifth inning. Rawhide trail by 12. The payoff pitch, swung on, broken bat, slow ground ball. Diving play by the first baseman. He tries to lead Hawkins to first, but Franco is safe at first. Diving head first safely. Great effort by Franco, but he does a break on bat. That is a hit, the second hit of the evening for the Rawhide. The Rawhide have yet to have a base hit to outfield. Brings up Oscar Santos batting from the right side. Here's the pitch. Called strike on the inside corner. Santos struck out. Looking at his first at-bat. Waiting on the 0-1. Here it is. Swung on, lined towards center field. The second baseman picks up the throw to first. Is not in time. It gets by the first baseman. Goes towards the dugout. And I think it went into the dugout. So Franco should be standing on second. Or no, he's going to be sent to third. So Ferguson, the second baseman, made a nice play. It was a floating line drive that he caught in shallow right center field. And with his momentum still going into center field, he then threw to first. It was a very soft throw. Bounced to the first baseman, Luis. And then Luis missed the ball. I don't know if Franco kind of got in his way or what exactly happened, but it did then go into the dugout. The pitch, missing high, ball one to G.J. Hill. And usually when it's a throw from the infield that goes out of play, it's one base. The reason why, it is still just one base, but the reason why he's on third is because the ball got by the first baseman, so he started going towards second base. The pitch, missing outside. And so because it's assuming he would have been on second, whether or not that ball went out of play, he gets awarded third because it went out of play. One on third, one down. Hill batting from the left side. The pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. Count is 2-1. 1 away, runner on third. Hill struck out swinging in his first at bat. The pitch. Swung on and missed strike two. And that is officially ruled a throwing error by the second baseman, by the way. That's the first error of the evening for the Storm. 2-2 count. The pitch. Missing high and in, ball three. Infield shading to the right. The payoff pitch to Hill. Missing high, ball four. That is the first walk given up by Hawkins this evening. For every walk this year, Stryker, the official Smart Robotics joint replacement partner of Minor League Baseball, will be donating $1 to Canines for Warriors, the nation's largest provider of service dogs to military veterans. To learn more, visit MakoSmartRobotics.com. There is going to be a quick meeting on the mound between Hawkins and the catcher Vizcarra. Runners on the corners, and J.J. D'Orazio batting from the right side, one down. The runner on third is Franco, on first is Hill. D'Orazio grounds it out to second in his first at-bat. And now it looks like there might be a pitching change. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by Rescom. Rescom Pest Control has been protecting customers, homes, and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to Rescom and bye-bye, bugs. That'll be the evening for Garrett Hawkins. He has had a great outing today for the Storms. You can hear the fans giving him a little bit of an ovation When we come back, we'll let you know who the new pitcher is. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
A Toyota hybrid is a hybrid of gas and electric power, but it's also so much more than that. And with the most hybrid models of any other brand, there's one for everyone. Get amazing plug-free MPG with Toyota's industry-leading 11 hybrids to choose from. Save more at the pump all year long in your new fuel-efficient Toyota, which just goes to show, Toyotas are the perfect hybrid of everything you want and everything you need. New fuel-efficient Toyotas are arriving daily. Toyota, let's go places.
This just in, some of the gasoline brands you think of as being premium are, well, not nearly as premium as you may have thought. Because while Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota, some of our big-name competitors still don't qualify. So stop by Chevron, where the gasoline is top-tier and premium isn't just another way of saying close but not quite Techron. Chevron.
One down, runners on the corners. At the plate is J.J. DeRossio. The pitch swung on and fouled down the third base side. The new pitcher on the mound is Aaron Holiday. Right-handed pitcher. I believe this is his first outing with the Storm. And it is. The 0-1 swung on, lines down the right field side. Count is 0-2. The runner on third is Franco. On first is Hill. Holiday in relief for Garrett Hawkins. O-2 count. Here's the pitch. Missing high, ball one. The Rawhide trail 13-1 in the top half of the fifth inning. This is the second time in as many days the Rawhide have given up double digits to the Storm after just playing so well the first two games of this series. The pitch, missing low in the dirt, ball one. Good job by Biscara to keep that by home plate and hold Hill at first. No one warming in the pen for the Rawhide. Should be Brian Castillo back on the mounds for the bottom half of the fifth. 2-2 count, one down. Hill a big lead on first. The pitch bounces well in front of the plate. Count is now full. I'm really curious why they're holding Hill at first base, rather than to, obviously, I understand why they're holding him at first base, to make sure he doesn't steal a base, but you're up by 12. Play for the ground ball. The payoff pitch. Outside, ball four. DeRossio draws a walk to make it bases full and one down. Rawhide fans, tonight's Mayhem Walks are sponsored by Allstate Insurance. Team Abraham Guillen, keeping you in good hands is their game. Gene Walters coming to the plate, batting from the left side, one away. Bases are full. On third, Junior Franco. On second, G.J. Hill. And on first, J.J. DeRossio. The pitch to Walters, missing outside, ball one. Walters struck out in his first at-bat. I think everyone from the Rawhide lineup and really everyone in the dugout probably are happy that Hawkins is leaving the game for the Rawhide. And they gave up two hits. Both of them were infield singles. The 1-0, missing inside, ball two. Two oh count. Here's the pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. Aaron Holiday will turn 22 in May. He's originally from Philadelphia. The pitch swung on, popped up, shallow left field, shortstop. Merrill going out. He'll make the catch over his shoulder. Franco is going to tag and score easily. No throw. It's now a 13-2 ball game. Walters gets a sacrifice fly out. Hill stays at second, and DeRossio stays at first. So an unusual, unconventional, if you will, sacrifice fly out to the shortstop. Merrill covered a lot of ground there. 2 away for the top of the order, Wildred Patino. Runners on first and second. Rawhide trail by 11. And a pitch clock violation, so it'll be ball one. That's the second pitch clock violation of the evening. The first one was by Joe Elbies. Outfield playing very deep against Patino. The pitch swung on, a hard ground ball. Merrill stops it, but is unable to complete the play. Bases are now full with two down. A hard hit ball up the middle. That is officially ruled a hit for Patino. That's the third hit of the evening. And the ball still has not left the infield for the Rawhide, except for Walter's sacrifice fly out. Here's the pitch. Missing low in the dirt. Ball one at the plate. Jordan Lawler. Bases full. Two down. 1-0 count. And I beg your pardon. I misspoke. It was that the Rawhide still have not had a base hit to the outfield. The ball has left the outfield for flyouts to center. 1-0 count. The pitch from Holiday. Missing outside, throw down to first base, but Patino back safely. So 2-0 count, two down. Bases are full on third, Hill. Second, DeRossio, and on first, Patino. The pitch. Swung on, deep fly ball, right field. The right fielder Acosta underneath it makes the catch to end the inning. The Rawhide strand the bases full, but they do get a run back. It's 13-2 going into the bottom half of the fifth. We're halfway through this game, and you're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Make It Your sales event is on now with new Toyotas arriving daily.
One, two, three, take my hand and come with me because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine.
Get low 2.99% APR financing on 2022 Camry and Camry Hybrid, or $500 cash back when you finance with Toyota on the all-new Corolla Cross. It's time to make a fuel-efficient Toyota yours. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS Suppliers with premium-rated credit. Offers end 5/2/22.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Here at Valley Strong Credit Union, we understand that life doesn't wait for your paycheck, and we think you shouldn't have to either. Valley Strong offers its members early direct deposit, where you can have access to your money up to 2 days early. Hey, 2 days can make a huge difference when you have bills to pay, groceries to buy, and birthdays to celebrate.
Brian Castillo back on the mound for the Rawhide. It's a 1-0 count now to leadoff man Max Ferguson. Rather, he's leading off this inning. The pitch, called strike on the outside corner. Count is 0-1. Handed announced tonight's announced paid attendance, 1,641, 1,641. The pitch, missing low and in. This is a fireworks night for the Storm. Their first of the season. Infield shading to the right, Castillo. Back on the mound, here's the pitch. Missing low, ball two. The Rawhide trail 13-2 in the bottom half of the fifth inning. The 2-1 swung on, lined into left field. Lands in front of Roberson for a base hit. Lucas Dunn now batting from the right side. Here's the pitch. Missing low in the dirt, ball one. Ferguson now has a four-hit night. Three singles and a double. Two of his singles were infield singles. The pitch. Missing outside, count is now 2-0. Castillo, tall right-handed pitcher. He sets, kicks, swung on a ground ball. Fair down the third base side, they're saying. Roberson giving chase. It's going to roll into the Storm bullpen again. Roberson gets it out. He's heading for third. Here's the throw, and he'll reach easily. Second triple of the evening for Dunn. 14-2 ball game now as Ferguson able to score. There's still no movement in the pen for the Rawhide. The pitch swung on, fouled out of play at the plate. Matthew Acosta, he is technically, I don't know how to even say this. He's not 0 for anything. He's walked twice and had a sacrifice bunt. 0 for 0. The pitch, missing outside, ball one. 1-1 count, runner on third. The Rawhide trail by 12. Pitch, a called strike. Count is now 1-2. The pitch from Castillo. Swung on, popped up to our left. 1-2. Swung on and missed strike three. Acosta strikes out for the first out of the fifth inning. That strikeout is brought to you by Visalia Kia, the Visalia Used Car Super Center. Many priced under $20,000, and $500 down is all you need. Pierce Jones batting from the right side. Here's the pitch. Missing inside. Ball one. Runner on third still done. Storm lead 14-2. Infield shading to the left. Here's the pitch. Swung on a miss. Count is now 1-1. Here's the pitch. Missing outside. Ball two. Castillo now over 40 pitches this evening. The pitch. This is lone outside. Jones today has struck out, walked, and singled. He did score a run back in the fourth. Bottom half of the fifth, the Storm lead 14-2. Here's the pitch. Missing low and outside, ball four. Makes it runners on the corners, one away. Eric Mendez warming in the pen for the Rawhide. Carlos Luis batting from the left side. Mendez got the win in game two. The pitch. Missing high and out, ball one. Runner on third, still done. On first, Pierce Jones. Here's the pitch. Missing high and out. Luis today has two RBI. One of them with a double. One of them from a ground out to the shortstop, Lawler. The 2-0. Called strike on the outside corner. Two, one count. Castillo, glove at the chest. He kicks. Swung on, fouled into the netting. Count is now 2-2. The 2-2. Swung on, foul tipped. The Storm lead 14-2 in the bottom half of the fifth inning. The Storm have scored 14 runs off of 14 hits. They have committed one error. The Rawhide have two runs off of three hits, and they have committed two errors. Both those errors from Lawler, actually. The 2-2. Missing inside and in the dirt. Gets by DeRossio and done. Scores to make it 15-2. Jones advances to second. That is now the most runs the Rawhide have allowed to score in a game. They've allowed 14 runs to score twice. Full count. One down, runner on second. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Luis strikes out for the second out of the inning. Another strikeout brought to you by Visalia Kia, the Used Car Super Center, where $500 down is all you need. Gilberto Vizquera now batting from the right side. Still a runner in scoring position. Two two down. Here's the pitch. Swung on and fouled down the third base side. Almost got their manager. Kind of spin out of the way. That foul ball just smoked down the third base side. 0-1 count. The pitch. Missing inside, ball one. 1-1 count, two down. The 1-1. Low in the dirt. Great job by D'Orazio to keep that in front of him. It's a 2-1 count. Now 9:05 on the dot. We've been playing for 2 hours. It's the bottom half of the fifth. The Storm lead 15-2. Here's the pitch. Swung on, fouled into the netting down the left field side. 2-2. Castillo now at 55 pitches thrown. 29 of them for strikes. Vizcarra still doesn't have his first hit of the season. The pitch. Missing low and inside. Ball three. Count is full. Two down. A runner on second. The 3-2. Swung on, popped up in the infield. Santos, the first baseman, giving chase. He's in the base path. He makes the catch as he backpedals. And that will end the inning. But the Storm now lead 15-2. We're going into the sixth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Here at Valley Strong Credit Union, we understand that life doesn't wait for your paycheck, and we think you shouldn't have to either. Valley Strong offers its members early direct deposit, where you can have access to your money up to 2 days early. Hey, 2 days can make a huge difference when you have bills to pay, groceries to buy, and birthdays to celebrate. It's finally time to get your payday on your schedule. Learn more about early direct deposit at valleystrong.com and start getting paid early. Valley Strong, grow your possibilities.
A Toyota hybrid is a hybrid of gas and electric power, but it's also so much more than that. And with the most hybrid models of any other brand, there's one for everyone. Get amazing plug-free MPG with Toyota's industry-leading 11 hybrids to choose from. Save more at the pump all year long in your new fuel-efficient Toyota, which just goes to show, Toyotas are the perfect hybrid of everything you want and everything you need. New fuel-efficient Toyotas are arriving daily. Toyota, let's go places.
Imagine, you're at the ballpark, the sun is out, you can smell fresh cut grass, the Rawhide are winning, and you just scored 2-for-1 tacos and Coors Light tall cans at the nearby concession stand. No, you're not dreaming. This is a reality at every Rawhide Tuesday home game. 2-for-1 tacos and tall cans at the Barrel House Bar in right field and the taco truck in left field. Brought to you by Coors Light.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields. It's one of the
Davison De Los Santos leading it off for the Rawhide. It's a 1-0 count. Here's the pitch. Swung on, deep fly ball, right field. Right fielder Acosta going back at the wall, looking up. It's over the wall. A home run for Davison De Los Santos. A home run for the third baseman to make it a 15-3 ball game in the top half of the sixth inning. That home run is powered by Steel Power Equipment. To find your nearest Steel dealer, search STIHL or visit steeldealers.com. Now, Jason Roberson batting from the left side. Nobody on, nobody out. Rawhide trail by 12. Pitch is a called strike on the inside corner. Count is 1-1. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed strike two. In. The pitch. Missing inside, ball two. Count is now 2-2. Here's the pitch. Missing in the dirt. Ball three. Count is now full. And we do have a defensive replacement in right field. It's Malone in right. I think. Count is now full. Nobody on, nobody out, top of the sixth. Here's the pitch. Tries to check his swing, and he does. It's ball four. Vizquera didn't know. Roberson didn't know that was going to be a check swing or to see if they were going to appeal down. That was going to be ball four, strike three, but it is ball four. Roberson draws a walk to make it runners on first. Nobody out for Franco. The first pitch to Franco swung on and lined into right field. Malone makes the play. One down. Here's Oscar Santos batting from the right side. One down. Runner on first still is Roberson. Pitch misses outside. Ball one. The home run hit by De Los Santos, by the way, is his second of the season. Here's the 1-0. Swung on. Fouled out of play behind first base. Count is now 1-2. Rawhide trail by 12 in the sixth. Here's the pitch. Tries to check his swing. It is a called strike. Either way, count is now 1-2. One, two count, one away. Mendez still warming in the pen for the Rawhide. He should be the next pitcher in. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Santos strikes out. Two away, runner on first for G.J. Hill. He has walked and struck out today. Top half of the sixth. Rawhide trailed the Storm by a score of 15-3 here on Jackie Robinson Day at the Diamond. The pitch. Called strike on the inside corner. Of course, April 15th is Jackie Robinson Day throughout the entire baseball world. Major League Baseball and Minor League Baseball celebrate it. And Jackie Robinson made his MLB debut. Here's the 0-1. Misses low and in. Ball one. One count. Hill batting from the left. Here's the pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. Count is 1-2. And 1-2. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Hill goes down swinging for the final out of the top half of the sixth. But Davison De Los Santos blasts his second home run of the season. And it's now a 15-3 ball game. Storm lead going into the bottom half of the sixth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-3-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
This just in, some of the gasoline brands you think of as being premium are, well, not nearly as premium as you may have thought. Because while Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota, some of our big-name competitors still don't qualify. So stop by Chevron, where the gasoline is top-tier and premium isn't just another way of saying close but not quite Techron. Chevron.
Eric Mendez in for the Rawhide. The pitch was fouled off and out of play behind home plate, and it reached the stands about four rows in. Mendez in relief for Brian Castillo. It's the bottom half of the sixth. The Storm lead 15-3. The pitch swung on a two-hopper to the third baseman. De Los Santos sets his feet, throws to first in time to retire Castañón. One away, nobody on. And I think this is the first time that the first batter has been retired by a Rawhide pitcher. The pitch swung on, slow ground ball. De Los Santos diving, stands up, the throw to first is wide and not in time. So Merrill is safe. De Los Santos ranging, kind of dove in front of Lawler. So Merrill standing on first, it is a hit. The pitch to Justin Farmer, missing inside, ball one. 1-0. A called strike on the outside corner. Count is now 1-1. One count. The pitch. Missing outside. Ball 2. Mendez, the fourth pitcher of the evening for the Rawhide. As always, this call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. The 2-1. Missing high and actually hits Farmer on the helmet. He tried to duck out of the way of that curveball. And as he ducked, the ball kind of followed him. But he's fine. It wasn't a fastball. It was a breaking ball that hit him. One down, runners on first and second. And Max Ferguson batting from the left side. One away, runners on first and second. The pitch. Missing outside, ball 1. One oh count. Mendez originally from Aruba, the pitch. Missing inside, ball 2. Two oh count, one down. Here's the pitch. Swung on, fouled out of play down the third base side. Count is now 2-1. Mendez got the win in game 2. The series. The pitch swung on, deep fly ball center field. Patino goes back. He's now camped out underneath it and makes the catch. For the second out of the inning, both runners stay where they are. Merrill standing on second, Farmer on first. That'll bring up Lucas Dunn. Dunn has 2 triples and a single, and he's walked. 2 away. Mendez in game 2 of this series. Pitched a scoreless inning in the third. He's not allowed a run thus far this inning, or rather this season, I was trying to say. 1-0 count. Here's the pitch. Swung on, fouled out of play to our right. Sound like it hit right on the... Oh. Catwalk area where we put their microphones for the broadcasters. The 1-1 called strike on the outside corner. So Mendez on April 13th, just 2 days ago, earned the win after giving up 1 hit and walking a batter in an inning and a third. He did not allow a run and he struck out a batter. On Sunday's game, in Visalia, pitched a scoreless inning, the pitch missing low. Did give up a hit, hit a batter, and walked 2. So free passes, a little bit of an issue for Mendez, but has been able to get out of sticky situations. See if he can do it here. 2-2 count, 2 runners on, 2 down. The pitch, foul tipped. It'll be a 2-2 again. It is the bottom half of the 6th inning. The Rawhide trail by 12. It's 15-3. Two, 2-2 count, 2 down. Here's the pitch. Swung on, popped up, first base side, foul territory. Santos giving chase. Makes the catch in foul territory to end the inning. The Storm do not score in the bottom half of the 6th, but they lead by 12. We're going into the top half of the 7th. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Imagine, you're at the ballpark. The sun is out. You can smell fresh cut grass. The Rawhide are winning, and you just scored 2-for-1 tacos and Coors Light tall cans at the nearby concession stand. No, you're not dreaming. This is a reality at every Rawhide Tuesday home game. 2-for-1 tacos and tall cans at the Barrel House Bar in right field and the taco truck in left field. Brought to you by Coors Light.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Toyota's Make It Yours sales event is on now, with new Toyotas arriving daily.
So 1, 2, 3, tap my hand and come with me, because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine.
Get low 2.99% APR financing on 2022 Camry and Camry Hybrid, or $500 cash back when you finance with Toyota on the all-new Corolla Cross. It's time to make a fuel-efficient Toyota yours. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS buyers with premium-rated credit. Offers end 5/22. A Toyota hybrid is a hybrid of gas and electric power, but it's also so much more than that. And with the most hybrid models of any other brand, there's one for everyone.
J.J. DeRossio leading it off for the Rawhide. He takes ball one low and outside. It is the top half of the seventh inning. The Storm lead 15-3. The pitch swung on, fouled out of play to our right down the first base side. The pitch called strike on the inside corner. Ben Miller, the new pitcher on the mound for the Storm, left-handed pitcher. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. The 1-2 to DeRossio, missing outside, ball two. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. The 2-2 to DeRossio. Missing low, ball three. DeRossio today has grounded out to second and walked. Full count. The pitch. Swung on, fouled into the netting. The 3-2, missing outside, ball four. That's the second time that DeRossio has drawn a walk today, and it's a leadoff walk given up by Miller. Tonight's Mayhem Walks are sponsored by Allstate Insurance. Team Abraham Guillen, keeping you in good hands is their game. Here is Gene Walters batting from the right side. Almost didn't recognize him batting from the right. Here's the pitch. Missing inside. Oh, nope. Called strike. Spoke too soon. 0-1 count. Wasn't going to talk about this tonight. Here's the pitch. Swung on. Slow ground ball to the shortstop. Merrill picks it up. Keeps his feet moving towards first, and it's in time to retire Walters, but DeRossio stays at second. So, again, wasn't exactly something I was planning on talking about tonight, but let's be honest, we are over almost 2.5 hours into this game. It's the top of the seventh inning, and the Rawhide trail by 12. So let's get weird. J.J. DeRossio, just like a lot of other catchers, tries to put something on his nails to be able to help the pitcher see his sign. Some will use putty. I've seen putty a lot. Here's the pitch. Missing outside ball one. At the plate is Patino. And the issue with putty for Durazio is it comes off when he puts his batting glove on, so he doesn't want to keep putting more and more on. You know, these guys don't make that much money if you can't keep buying new putty and whatnot. Here's the 1-0. It's fouled off. Count is 1-1. So Durazio is using whiteout on his nails, and that's just not healthy for your cuticles, for your nails, for your hands in general. I told him that, and he said, well, I don't know what else to do. And I said, well, why don't you try nail polish? So I went for a walk to Target this morning, picked up some nail polish as that pitch misses outside, some nail polish, cotton balls, and nail polish remover. We got two different colors for JJ, white and yellow. He decided to try white today, and he needed help painting his nails, so we had a little manicure. After he got off the bus, getting to the stadium, the pitch is swung on and missed. Count is now 2-2. So we painted his nails, and we did two coats. Looked okay. No, not the prettiest manicure ever, but it gets the job done for being able to help out the pitchers. And then I go up to the booth, start doing my book. Here's the pitch missing high. And I come back down right before BP, and Gene Walters calls me over. And JJ translates for him, and apparently he wants his nails painted now too. The 3-2 missing inside ball four. So Patino draws a walk. It's runners on first and second, one out for Lawler. And I mean, Gene doesn't need his hands painted. He just thinks it's cool, so he decided to get yellow. And I mean, I kind of thought he was joking at first. But then after BP, he calls me over and kind of flicks his hands around saying, I want my nails painted. So we did two manicures today, adding manicurist on my resume. And I did it for free. Sometimes those cost $20 or more. Runners on first and second. Then, of course, there was a very large discussion in the dugout during batting practice and before batting practice about whether or not people go get a manicure or not. The pitch is fouled off, Lawler at the plate. So the consensus is a majority of these people, these players on the Rawhide, would not go get a manicure or get their nails painted. Although GJ says he likes getting pedicures, and he would get his toes painted, but not his hands. Here's the 0-1. Swung on, a hard ground ball to the third baseman. He picks it up, throws the second, but he's safe at second. A hard slide from Patino breaks up the play and takes out Ferguson, but Patino is in a lot of pain, down by second. There is a new second baseman on the play, by the way, but Patino down in a lot of pain behind second base. He is going to be safe at second. It's going to be bases full. Lawler reaches on the fielder's choice. Durazio standing on third, and again, it just looked like a really hard slide. I couldn't really see what had happened on why he's in so much pain. And Juan Bautista starts running to get warm. He's going to enter for Patino, who'll take over in center field in the next inning. Patino missed a lot of the 2021 season. He actually only was able to play in 30 games last year. Again, hard to tell where the pain is. They're going to start to get him up. I think he's grabbing his right leg. He's kind of, no, it's his left. I beg your pardon, my right. Wiggling his left leg around. Gotta hope that it's not a serious injury for Patino. Ranked the 29th top prospect for the Diamondbacks organization. He's up walking under his own strength. It's a little bit of a limp. Again, it's something in his left leg. By the way, there are quite a few defensive changes. We'll go through those quickly as we wait for Patino to get back into the dugout. Other than Miller replacing Holiday on the mound, Ferguson moves from second to center field. Pichardo is now standing at second base. He's the second baseman. The pitch swung on. It's a slow ground ball. Pick it up and throw to first base in time to retire De Los Santos. A run does score, so it's now 15-4. It was Gerazio who scores. Bautista, who's in for Patino, moves to third. And now standing on second is Lawler. And now batting from the left side is Roberson. The pitch. Called strike. Oh, 1 count, 2 down, runners on second and third. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball, missing out, ball 1. One count. Here's the pitch. Missing inside, ball 2. Rahide trail by 11 now in the top half of the seventh inning. Two runners in scoring position for Roberson, though. The pitch. Called strike count is now 2-2. Two count. Miller, the southpaw, sets. Here's the pitch to Roberson. Swung on, a 2-hopper to Miller. He fields it, throws to first. Just in time to get Roberson. He took his sweet time getting there, but Roberson is out at first, and that will end the inning. The Rawhide do get a run back, but they still trail by 11. It's stretch time here at the Diamond going into the bottom half of the seventh. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Here at Valley Strong Credit Union, we understand that life doesn't wait for your paycheck, and we think you shouldn't have to either. Valley Strong offers its members early direct deposit, where you can have access to your money up to 2 days early. Hey, 2 days can make a huge difference when you have bills to pay, groceries to buy, and birthdays to celebrate. It's finally time to get your payday on your schedule. Learn more about early direct deposit at valleystrong.com and start getting paid early. Valley Strong, grow your possibilities.
Eric Mendez back on the mound for the Rawhide. He's facing Tyler Malone, who takes a called strike on the inside corner. Here's the pitch. Called strike on the inside corner. Count is now 0-2. The Storm lead 15-4. The pitch. Missing outside, ball one. Eric Mendez, the fourth pitcher of the night for the Rawhide. The 1-2. Up and away, 2-2. Infield shading to the right. Here's the pitch. Missing inside. Count is now full. Bottom half of the seventh inning. Storm lead by 11. Mendez kicks. Swung on and missed. Strike three. A nice breaking ball from Mendez for the first out of the inning. This is the second inning in a row where the Rawhide have retired the first batter of the inning. It's a big deal because it didn't happen until the sixth inning today for the Rawhide pitching staff. That strikeout is brought to you by Visalia Kia, the Visalia Used Car Supercenter, where $500 down is all you need, and many priced under $20,000. First pitch to Pierce Jones, missed high and outside, ball one. The pitch, swung on, popped up into center field. Bautista, the new center fielder, underneath and makes the catch. And Bautista entered the game when Patino was taken out due to a left leg injury. Carlos Luis batting from the left side. He is 1-for-4 today. Pitch is fouled off. Two down, nobody on. Count is now 0-1. The pitch swung on and missed, strike two. Mendez and the Rawhide are one strike away from a 1-2-3 inning. Not only that, but two retired batters in a row. I think that's the first time that's happened tonight. 0-2, misses low, ball one. Definitely the first time that the first two batters in an inning have been retired. Bottom half of the seventh inning, the Storm lead 15-4. The pitch swung on. Topper down the first base side, but Durasio will let it roll foul. .942 local time in Lake Elsinore, about 2 hours and 40 minutes into this ball game. Bottom half of the seventh inning, wind blowing from right to left. Mendez steps, kicks. Swung on, a ground ball up the middle. The second baseman, Walters, is there. The throw to first in time, and it's a 1-2-3 inning of work for Mendez. Heading into the top of the eighth inning. Rawhide still trail by 11. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
A Toyota hybrid is a hybrid of gas and electric power, but it's also so much more than that. And with the most hybrid models of any other brand, there's one for everyone. Get amazing plug-free MPG with Toyota's industry-leading 11 hybrids to choose from. Save more at the pump all year long in your new fuel-efficient Toyota, which just goes to show, Toyotas are the perfect hybrid of everything you want and everything you need. New fuel-efficient Toyotas are arriving daily.
Toyota. Let's go places.
Here at Valley Strong Credit Union, we understand that life doesn't wait for your paycheck, and we think you shouldn't have to either. Valley Strong offers its members early direct deposit, where you can have access to your money up to 2 days early. Hey, 2 days can make a huge difference when you have bills to pay, groceries to buy, and birthdays to celebrate. It's finally time to get your payday on your schedule. Learn more about early direct deposit at valleystrong.com and start getting paid early. Valley Strong, grow your possibilities.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Junior Franco leads it off for the Rawhide. Miller still on the mound for the Storm. The Rawhide trail 15-4 in the top half of the eighth inning. Here's the pitch. Called strike at the knees. There is someone warming in the pen for the Rawhide. I think it's David Sanchez. So it won't be a position pitcher throwing tonight. 1-1, called strike. We've had two position pitchers this season so far for the Rawhide. We've had Gene Walters, who actually got a win on Sunday against the Quakes. Here's the pitch. Swung on and fouled down the first base side. Another one was Chaney Ortiz. He threw yesterday. Gave up two runs. So the last time he pitched was his senior year of high school. One-two count. Here's the pitch. Missing outside. Count is now 2-2. We have another pitcher, or rather position player on the Rawhide, who says that he can pitch. It's S.P. Chen. In fact, at breakfast this morning, he says he can throw a 91-mile-an-hour fastball. The pitch. Swung on, a ground ball up the middle into center field. Franco has a leadoff base hit in the top half of the eighth inning. Now, of course, I was eating with Duracio and Chen, and Duracio essentially called S.P. Chen a liar. He said, no way you threw 91 miles an hour in high school, but Chen was convinced that he did so. So I hope that we get to see him one of these games, maybe not tonight, but some point, see if he can prove himself. The pitch to Oscar Santos misses outside ball one. Or actually, maybe let's not hope for another situation where there's a position pitcher throwing, but maybe you just have him throw a pen and put a radar gun up there to see if he truly can throw 91 miles an hour. The pitch is a called strike on the outside corner. Count is now 1-1. Miller, left-handed pitcher. He is the third pitcher of the evening for the Storm. The 1-1. Missing inside. Ball two. To one count. Here's the pitch. Swung on, lined into the netting. Count is now 2-2. The 2-2. Cold strike three on the outside corner. Santos goes down looking. He has struck out three times today. One away, runner on first is Franco, and G.J. Hill will come to bat from the right side. Hill, the designated hitter today. He has walked and struck out twice so far. Pitch is a called strike on the outside corner to Hill. Oh, one count, one down. Here's the pitch. Missing outside, ball one. Rawhide back to wearing their traditional dark gray uniforms, though I still think they look purple. The Storm wearing their full white unis. Says Storm on the front. Here's the pitch. Swung on and fouled. Very, very foul. Probably in an area of the parking lot where you'd park and think that you're definitely safe and you're not. 1-2 count, one down. Here's the pitch. Swung on and fouled down the third base side. So again, I would love to hear your opinion. I want to hear other people's opinions on if they think that the road uniforms look dark gray or purple. Myself and the voice of the Storm, Jason Schwartz, think there's definitely a purple tint to it. The pitch. Missing outside. Count is now 2-2. However, I talked to the player development coordinator and who really helps with the... I just call him the video coordinator to make things a little bit easier. But Albert DeVal, he says it's dark gray. The pitch missing low ball 3. I think it was... In game 2, I asked him, do you think that our uniforms are dark gray or purple? And he said definitely dark gray. I think that they definitely have a purple tint. And they look very purple, especially when the Rawhide wear the red jerseys with them. But he thinks it's just a faded dark gray, so that's why it looks purple. The pitch is swung on and missed. Strike 3. Franco went on the pitch. There was a hesitation from the catcher Viscara, and Franco's out at second base. A strike him out, throw him out to end the inning. The 1-2-3 inning, despite the leadoff base hit. We're heading into the bottom half of the eighth. The new pitcher on the mound will be David Sanchez, and the Storm still lead 15-4. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Sales event is on now with new Toyotas arriving daily.
1, 2, 3, take my hand and come with me because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine.
Get low 2.99% APR financing on 2022 Camry and Camry Hybrid, or 500 cash back when you finance with Toyota on the all-new Corolla Cross. It's time to make a fuel-efficient Toyota yours. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS Buyers with premium-rated credit. Offers end 5/22.
Here at Valley Strong Credit Union, we understand that life doesn't wait for your paycheck, and we think you shouldn't have to either. Valley Strong offers its members early direct deposit, where you can have access to your money up to 2 days early. Hey, 2 days can make a huge difference when you have bills to pay, groceries to buy, and birthdays to celebrate. It's finally time to get your payday on your schedule. Learn more about early direct deposit at valleystrong.com and start getting paid early. Valley Strong, grow your possibilities.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-3-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, in the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart.
New pitcher on the mound for the Rawhide is David Sanchez. He's in relief for Eric Mendez. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. Sanchez, right-handed pitcher in relief for Mendez. Sanchez is the fifth pitcher of the evening for the Rawhide. At the plate is Viscara. The pitch is swung on and missed. Strike 3. Viscara goes down swinging. 3 straight innings. The Rawhide got the first Storm batter out of the inning. Marcos Castagnon is at the plate now, batting from the right side. The pitch, missing low and in. Sanchez, originally from the Dominican Republic, he started his career as a batter, I believe, and then transitioned into a pitcher. The pitch checks the wing, and Sanchez is going to pick it up, and he's just going to run all the way to first base himself and complete the out. It was a slow ground ball, and instead of risk throwing it to first, he just decided to go ahead and tag first base himself. Sanchez has a 3.86 ERA. This is his third appearance of the season. He's thrown two and a third, giving up one earned run off of a hit. He's walked two while striking out four. Opponents batting 125 against him. The pitch missing low and out, ball one. One oh count, one down. Here's the pitch. Swung on and fouled out of play. 1-1 count. Jackson Merrill had an opportunity to meet his family. Terrence Tucker, the clubhouse manager for the Storm, tends to give some players' families a tour of the ballpark, including the broadcast booth. Pitches a called strike on the outside corner. Count is 1-2. Of course, I share the same booth with the voice of the Storm, Jason Schwartz, so Terrence didn't have to bring the family to two different booths, just to one. We have a nice little half plexiglass in between us. I don't know if you can hear that, but Jason just moved it. It's quite easy to hear each other. Here's the 1-2. And that almost hits Merrill, but he has a very, very, very cute niece. Her name is Lily. She looked about 3 years old. We played catch in between innings with a little Thunder squishy ball. Thunder, the mascot for the Storm. The 2-2 lined off into the corner. She told me she's not playing baseball or softball yet, but she will be soon. T-ball should be soon for her. And she wants to be just like Uncle Jack, she said. Of course, Uncle Jack is Jackson Merrill. The pitch, missing low, ball three. Don't see her in the stands anymore, but she has been adorable. I've been watching her all series long, playing with Thunder. Very curly blonde wild hair. The pitch, called strike three on the outside corner. Uncle Jack goes down looking to end the bottom half of the eighth inning. Last chance for the Rawhide. They need to score 11 to continue this game. Heading into the top half of the ninth inning, you're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
This just in, some of the gasoline brands you think of as being premium are, well, not nearly as premium as you may have thought. Because while Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota, some of our big-name competitors still don't qualify. So stop by Chevron, where the gasoline is top-tier and premium isn't just another way of saying close but not quite Techron. Chevron.
Imagine, you're at the ballpark, the sun is out, you can smell fresh-cut grass, the Rawhide are winning, and you just scored two-for-one tacos and Coors Light tall cans at the nearby concession stand. No, you're not dreaming. This is a reality at every Rawhide Tuesday home game. 2-for-1 tacos and tall cans at the Barrel House Bar in right field and the taco truck in left field. Brought to you by Coors Light.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable.
The pitch to JJ DeRossio, deep fly ball to center field. The center fielder giving chase makes the catch on the run on the wall. A great catch by the center fielder. I believe that's Farmer out there in center field. Still, there's been a lot of defensive changes for the Storm today. DeRossio gives that one a drive. But it is the first out of the bottom, or rather top half of the ninth inning. The Rawhide trail 15-4. At the plate is Gene Walters. His painted yellow nails. Here's the pitch. Swung on and fouled to our left. Yuri Lanzanis is a new pitcher on the mound for the Storm. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. Walters swings at the pitch. It's swung on and caught by the center fielder. Again, that is Farmer in center field. Back-to-back flyouts to Farmer. Quick 2 outs in the Rawhide down to their final out as they trail by 9. Rawhide are going to fall to 4-3 at the end of today's game. At the plate is Juan Bautista. This is his first at-bat of the game. He came in for Wilder Patino. The pitch swung on, a slow ground ball to the shortstop. Merrill picks up, throws to first in time, and the series is even at 2 apiece. The Storm win 15-4. When we come back, it will be the post-game show. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
A Toyota hybrid is a hybrid of gas and electric power, but it's also so much more than that. And with the most hybrid models of any other brand, there's one for everyone. Get amazing plug-free MPG with Toyota's industry-leading 11 hybrids to choose from. Save more at the pump all year long in your new fuel-efficient Toyota, which just goes to show, Toyotas are the perfect hybrid of everything you want and everything you need. New fuel-efficient Toyotas are arriving daily. Toyota, let's go places.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Toyota's Make It Yours sales event is on now with new Toyotas arriving daily.
1, 2, 3, take my hand and come with me because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine.
Get low 2.99% APR financing on 2022 Camry and Camry Hybrid or 500 cash back when you finance with Toyota on the all-new Corolla Cross. It's time to make a fuel-efficient Toyota yours. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS buyers with premium-rated credit. Offers end 5/2/22.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, in the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
A Toyota hybrid is a hybrid of gas and electric power, but it's also so much more than that. And with the most hybrid models of any other brand, there's one for everyone. Get amazing plug-free MPG with Toyota's industry-leading 11 hybrids to choose from. Save more at the pump all year long in your new fuel-efficient Toyota, which just goes to show, Toyotas are the perfect hybrid of everything you want and everything you need. New fuel-efficient Toyotas are arriving daily. Toyota, let's go places.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000 pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Imagine, you're at the ballpark, the sun is out, you can smell fresh-cut grass, the Rawhide are winning, and you just scored 2-for-1 tacos and Coors Light tall cans at the nearby concession stand. No, you're not dreaming. This is a reality at every Rawhide Tuesday home game. 2-for-1 tacos and tall cans at the Barrel House Bar in right field and the taco truck in left field. Brought to you by Coors Light.
Welcome back to the Diamond, the final score. Lake Elsinore 15, Rawhide 4. This is the second straight loss for the Rawhides, their first losing streak of the season. Losing pitcher tonight is Joe Elbies. And the game, by the way, took 2 hours and 56 minutes. Elbies gave up 5 earned runs off of 5 hits, walked a batter, struck out 3. In 2 innings of work, again, he is the losing pitcher. Eric Mendez, the best pitcher of the night for the Rawhide. Sanchez also did well. Obviously had a great 1-2-3 inning in the bottom half of the 8th, but Mendez threw 2 scoreless innings of work for the Rawhide. Looking at the Rawhide pitching staff, out of all of the relievers, Mendez is the only guy in the bullpen with a 0 ERA this season for the Rawhide. The dagger for the Rawhide was the 7-run fourth inning by the Storm. Again, final score 15-4. The Storm had 15 hits, committed 2 errors. Rawhide scored 4 runs off of 5 hits and also committed 2 errors. The Storm improved to 3-4 on the season. Rawhide fall to 4-3 on the season. Your steal player of the night is Eric Mendez. He threw 2 scoreless innings, gave up a hit, walked a batter. Beg your pardon. Gave up a hit, hit a batter, and struck out a batter. His ERA remains at 0. I'm Joel Guerin, getting ready to sign off from the Diamond. First pitch tomorrow is at 5:05 for Saturday first pitch. Rawhide will look to get back in the win column. And first pitch at 5:05. We'll be going live right at 5 o'clock tomorrow. Game 5 against the Storm. Expected pitcher tomorrow for the Rawhide is Yifer Perdomo. He's been chomping at the bit to get back on the mound for the Rawhide after not being able to get out of the first inning on Saturday, the last time he pitched. And expected starter for the Storm is right-handed pitcher Victor Lizarraga. I'm Jewel Guerin, signing off from the Diamond. Final score, Rawhide 4, Lake Elsinore Storm 15. Thank you so much for listening to tonight's broadcast, all the rambling. Hope you do enjoy the rambling. First pitch, 5:05 tomorrow. We'll be live at 5 o'clock. I'm Jewel Guerin. Have a great Friday evening.